Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Jupiter and Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren. I'll hand it back over to Mike Claiborne.
Well, John Brevia, here we go again. It's good to see you in spring training. And, you know, when we think about what you've mentioned, this ball club coming out of the bullpen, is this still a dream come true for you? Because you've had a lot of fun in a Cardinal uniform.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be here. It's still great to be here because this is playing baseball. You know, my goal when I got to affiliated ball when I was drafted was to play a game in a major league uniform. I was fortunate enough to do that in 2017. So this is all just fun bonus time. This is OT, so I'm liking it.
Nothing wrong with that. What did you do this winter?
This winter was a little bit different than most. So, you know, I had my training program and my throwing and all that stuff. But I had the pleasure of being able to raise my son. So it was the first time ever where I didn't have an excruciating amount of downtime in the off season. So this was good.
So did you go through umbrella opening training? So tell everybody the story about you and the umbrella.
Yeah, it was pouring rain when I got called up, and it just made sense to get an umbrella for my walk to the stadium because I thought the bus was off limits to rookies. So I was mistaken. That was just a rumor. But I didn't think so at the time. So I thought, man, I can't show up on my first day soaking wet. So boom, got an umbrella from the lobby, and it's kept me dry ever since.
And did you return it, or did you just go out and buy a collection of it?
Well, now I just have my collection. I need the furniture piece in the doorway to
So some players have collections of jerseys and balls in their career. Go to your house, there's a collection of umbrellas from all over the world.
That's exactly right. My baseball collection will be stored in memories. I feel like that's the most appropriate way for me to recount and recall my experiences here. Umbrellas, however, those need to be tangible. I need to be able to hold them.
So you've collected one from every big league city?
Not quite. It's surprising how much space they start to take up in a closet. But I've got an embarrassing amount. I think that's safe to say.
Okay, what about London? You'll be able to go over there and get some, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's a... It's a company, Brig. It's a Briggs umbrella, and I'm very excited to swing down to their shop. I honestly have no idea where it is in relation to where we will be. So I'll have to figure out if I can get there or not, but I'm very excited to check out their stash.
Let's talk a little baseball. This is going to be a very spirited camp. So many good arms in the camp. For you, a guy who's gone through two spring trainings now, what are you trying to work on at this point to get yourself ready? Because, as I mentioned, this is going to be a very competitive camp and a really good bullpen when we break camp.
Yeah, there's too many guys here that are capable of playing in the major leagues to be able to put on the roster. We need two teams, at least, which is an awesome thing because it means there's no shortage of exceptional talent. For me, it's going to be trying to make the team every day. You know,
Is that the approach you still take? Because I know some guys, like Albert, was a guy who felt like he had to make the ball club every year. Same applies for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad I can share something with such a great player. Yeah, that's not every day that we have something in common. But I think that, you know, for starters, it's a reality. You know, you've seen how high the turnover is for a reliever. So it's hard to be considered safe in that position. But at the same time, it's also something where if I ever think for a second that if I get complacent or if I think that I can, you know, oh yeah, I've got a spot, I'll work on something. No, that's what the off season is for. Spring training is for coming out here and showing that you are one of the arms that deserves to be on the team. Unfortunately, there's a lot of guys that deserve to be on the team. So it'll be fun to see how it shakes out.
So what's your best pitch these days? Because as a reliever, you don't have an opportunity to have four or five pitches to throw. But for you, what's been good and what's one you want to work on this year?
I think for really my whole career, I have relied on a fastball.
With movement.
Yeah. You know, if the more I can get, the better. Of course, you know, that sometimes that can be tricky. But I think the key for me this year is, honestly, the my second pitch, my secondary pitch, will be throwing a fastball, but keeping it down in the zone all the time. I think there's the traditional baseball, which is I don't want to say forgotten, but being moved away from a little bit, I think is really strong in terms of success. So if I can do those classic things, hey, fastball's down, breaking stuff down, you know, guys can hit the ball really hard. Guys can hit the ball really far. So when those pitches are up, there's a better chance for them to hit a home run.
What do you think about the new rule with the three batter minimum?
I'm not one to like change a whole lot, but I don't care. You know, whatever the rules are, as long as I'm playing with the same rules as other people, for the most part, if they want to start my at bats with two strikes and no balls, that's fine. I won't complain about that. But, I think that it'll be fine. I don't anticipate a ton of change in terms of how games are managed. So, you know, who knows? I'm not a manager. I'd probably be a terrible one anyway. But it'll be fun to see. I think it'll be neat.
What would you be doing if you weren't pitching?
That's a good question. Hopefully shortstop or the outfield or something like that. But I don't know. I got to tell you, I really enjoyed being a stay-at-home father this offseason. So I wouldn't. My wife is brilliant and driven. So I think that I would make a really good stay-at-home father. While she can, go off and do all the work.
Have you shared that with her yet?
Yes, I have. So I think she's okay with it.
Good for you. Well, listen, it's going to be fun to watch you work this year. Keep up the great work, and of course, thank you for the time. And the beard growth starts when?
Game one. Game one of the regular season.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Quick break and more in hour one next of Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Now, back to the Countdown to Opening Day show with Mike Claiborne and Chris Raby on KMOX.
Now is the time to pick up the essential item for every Redbird fan, the official 2020 Cardinals calendar. Featuring the signature artwork of team photographers, the club's spring training and regular season schedules, and four pages of money-saving coupons. Pick up your copy at St. Louis area retailers or call 314-345-9000. We'll give away a calendar to caller 3 right now, 314-531-1120. A big thanks to Mike Schilt, Ryan Helsley, and John Brebbia. We'll kick off hour two with John Mozeliak. Also, Harrison Bader coming up, and Annie Rogers of MLB.com. That's all next on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.